Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, I taught that a Christian that is vilified by the world will be vindicated in eternity. Follow along as we park right there today. See, man was the crown of God's creation, but man fell. And now, man is bought back with a price. The blood of Jesus Christ, just as Hosea's wife, was bought back by Hosea. But she had to be willing to go back. And so too, we. He's paid the price, but we have to be willing to go. Christian, in full-time service, you may be vilified now, or just living as you ought to do. You may be vilified. But if you'll stand and remain holy, boldly stand. The Apostle Paul and others prayed for boldness. Not quit. We'll be vindicated by God in eternity. I believe that. Do you believe God? Now, the cleansing of Christ's blood is not vindication, but salvation. For without the blood of Christ, there is no salvation. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, we read this, "And almost all things by the law are purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission." That is, there's no forgiveness. For 1 John 1:7, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." How about this? 1 Corinthians 6:9 through 11. "Know ye not, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate," that's homosexual, "nor abusers of themselves with mankind." Those are the sexual predators and all types of sexual pervert. "Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers," that's the party social drinking crowd, "nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." And such were some of you. Now notice, that is a terrible list of sins. And then he says, "And such were some of you. But ye're washed." How? "By the blood of Jesus. But ye're sanctified, set apart for holy use." How could people like that did those sins, be set apart for holy use? Because they were sanctified by God through the blood of Jesus Christ. He says, "But ye're washed, but ye're sanctified, but ye're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God." Why? Because you are in Christ. And that all happens when you receive him. And that is the blood of victorious love. Have you received him? Yes. We just read of the sins there in 1 Corinthians 6 of some terrible, terrible. And yet, my friend, you can think of sinners in the Bible. I mean, really, the woman at the well, five husbands, man she's living with, not her husband, and the woman taking adultery. Murderers, as Moses and Paul. How about the thief on the cross who never done anything good? Oh, the terribleness of their sin. But then we think of a guy named Cornelius who went about doing all good works, tried to do all good things that he could, but he needed a Savior. Nicodemus, who was a man of the law and studied his word and lived what we would call a very moral life. Paulus was the same way, very well educated man and knew all the laws, really stood on righteousness. You know, when you think of Cornelius and Nicodemus and Paulus, he didn't do the sins of these that I just mentioned or those in 1 Corinthians 6. But you see, my friend, it's not the sin they did. It's what sin did to them. The wages of sin is death. Didn't say big sin or a lot of sin. Just the wages of sin is death. That's final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friend, that gift of eternal life is a gift. The wages, what you and I have earned, we deserve to go to hell. But God's gift is eternal life. If you think, hey, I'm pretty good, God weigh my good against my bad, I'm doing the best I can, I should make, no. If you don't realize that you deserve to go to hell and that you can't save yourself, you're going to hell. You must realize you can save yourself, but Jesus can't. That's why he died on the cross. How foolish would it be for him to become a man, die, and then you not need him? Oh, my friend, he died for you. He loves you. He wants to save you. If you come to him, he said in John 6:37, he had no wise cast you out. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. He said, the only way you're going to go to heaven is through him. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Oh, yes, my friend. Understand, the wages, what you've earned, is to go to hell. But the gift, not what you earn, but what God gives is eternal life, but that only comes through Jesus Christ our Lord. So Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are in the worst state, Christ died for us. He paid for our sin in total. He was buried, and 3 days later he rose bodily from the dead. Therefore he has the keys of hell and of death. So we read in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, he's Lord, he was God, remember? He created. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, the world. He was a creator. The Lord and God. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Jesus was his humanity. And by confessing with your mouth, you're believing that he was not only God come in the flesh, but his fleshly body and dying for you as a propitiation, the entire payment for all your sin for all time. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That is, being willing to trust him with your life. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That is the righteousness of Christ. You're trusting your life to him. And with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. Because you're willing to trust your life with him, you're giving yourself to him as a bride would walk down the aisle to give herself to the man. You're giving yourself to God. And it's that commitment, it's that level of commitment. As a matter of fact, the Bible in Ephesians chapter 5 likens the commitment of marriage to our salvation. Marriage is a picture of salvation, not salvation a picture of marriage. I have been in homes where people just live together. When I've offered to pay for their license and to go ahead and marry them, they've said no. They realize the commitment. That's the commitment you make when you come to Jesus Christ. It's not that you're paying money. It's not that you're doing all this work. No, it's that you're coming into a relationship of commitment. He died for your sins. He paid your penalty. He wants to save you. And he calls upon you to be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Just like a man asks a woman to marry him, he's asked you to receive him. And all you must do is call upon him. Believing he died for you and was buried and rose from the dead. Believing he paid your penalty. Believing that he can change your life, that he can cleanse you and use you. You just give your life to him. Will you do that right now? You say, how can I do that? Well, just right where you are right now by your radio or internet, however you're listening. Would you just pray this prayer? Now, prayer that I pray will only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you mean this, pray this right now. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve to go to hell. Forgive me of my sin. I believe Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross for all my sin for all time and died for me. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving. In Jesus' name. Amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? Our announcer will give you our website. You can email us through the website at the contact us point. Or you can write us at our physical address, which our announcer will also give you. And let me encourage you to do this. Tell someone about the decision that you've just made. If you already belong to a Bible preaching church, call the pastor and let him know of your decision. He'll help you in your next step. Get in the Bible. We have on our website building blocks. You don't have to pay anything for it. Just go to our website and look at booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom, and you'll see building blocks. That's your first step. That shows you how to grow in the Christian life. I hope that you will. It'll be a blessing to us. We do want to hear from you, and we especially want to hear if you made this decision. Well, that ends the book of Joel, and I hope now you'll be listening as we start a new Between the Books series on marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Boy, so many things are taught about that. So I want you to be listening to our next broadcast when we start that five-part series. And I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. And remember, all these radio sermons on Joel is at our website, and that's at www.sermonaudio.com /, however you call it. It's that line that leans to the right underneath the question mark on your keyboard. Then put CENTRALBAPTIST. There's no breaks in all of that. So again, www.sermonaudio.com /Central Baptist. And you'll see on that front page, Sermons by Bible. Just click on the Joel, and that'll show you every sermon I've preached in Joel. It'll be right there. And so both radio sermons and Sunday sermons on it. And so I hope that you'll go to it, and anything you miss, maybe you can pick it up there. Well, I want to thank you for listening today. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the lamp and light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.